This is Dr. Virginia Open. This is Dr. Virginia doing sigmoidoscopy, flex-placing mouth, screen note. Report on patient Dante Wimbush, D-A-U-N-T-E, last name W-I-M-B-U-S-H. Date of birth is 5/30/2000. Indication procedure was he feel like he had a rectal bump. Physician will give Maxia and a CR, Dr. Chandra, patient of blood pressure, superstomal electrocardiogram, pre-appreciation. Flex-placing monoscopy, instrumental lumpus, pedic colonoscopy, pediatric colonoscopy, patient finds sand of the patient play elevation, ischemic rectum, rectus sigmoid to the distal sigmoid. Beyond that, could not push because it was a poor inadequate prep. And since this was a flexible sigmoidoscopy, bring it back to the rectus sigmoid, appear unremarkable, rectum appear unremarkable, retrospection was done, which revealed the possibility of enteral hemorrhoids at 3 o'clock position, not bleeding. Otherwise, external area didn't notice any external hemorrhoids. could not have a good visualization of the perianal area because of it was all because of the colonoscopy. It could not be achieved, and so it was all because of perianal hair. It was such a prescription of complication. Finding number one, flexible sigmoidoscopy of distal sigmoid. Number two, distal sigmoid, rectal sigmoid, and rectum appeared unremarkable. Number three, question of internal hemorrhage at 3 o'clock, not bleeding. I'm not sure whether this is what he's referring to. Number four, no external hemorrhoids could be noticed. Perianal could not be good visualized because this is a colonoscope, and also since it was because of perianal hair recommendation, you can use anisole suppositories, and I would recommend the patient to have a colorectal surgeon, Dr. Samuel DeHusses, to look at the perianal anal area, maybe a different position with the otherwise, depending on their finding, they will go from there. With the colorectal surgeon's recommendation, we'll approach from there. If the patient have any perirectal pain, which is not having, or any pelvic pain, then the MRI of the pelvis could be done for the evaluation. Follow 127 dictation, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, copy Dr. Paramsari. Their procedure was February 16th to 23rd, and February 16th to 23rd, patient's option.